بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. میں اللہ پاک کے ثواب دوئی سرور مرحوم حافظ ڈاکٹر قاسم واز متولی آف دا مسجد آلسو ہی واز آن دا مدرسہ کمیٹی آلسو اینڈ ہز سروسز آر نون ٹو آل وی آر ان دا مسجد آلسو اسپیشلی ایٹ دا ٹائم آف دا رینوویشنز ایٹسٹرا ایٹ آل ٹائمز دا گریٹ پارٹ ہی ٹوک اٹ اینڈ آلسو وتھ ریگارڈ ٹو دا مدرسہ ان دا کمیونٹی آلسو all round many other work that he had done. May Allah Ta'ala fully reward him, and may Allah Ta'ala give him the highest stages in Jannah, and Allah give his family sabr e jameel, all of us, the whole family, the whole community. And the important thing is that we keep on making ihsan al-sawab, passing the sawabs to our marhumeen. That is the greatest thing that we can do. Passing words of comfort, etc., is also part of deen and is important, but the most benefit is the ihsan al-sawab that we do. And the greatest ihsan al-sawab is monetary, that we spend some money in the path of Allah for any good cause, and we pass that sawab to the marhumeen. And then after that, whatever we read also, Quran Sharif, Durood Sharif, etc., and we pass that sawab also. And the very important other thing is that we are all going in that direction. Nobody is going to be saved from mort and death. And we all have to prepare for that, to take the lesson from here. Whether we are young or old, whether we seem to be healthy now, but nobody knows what when our mort is written, where it's written, what time it's written, where it's written, and how it's written. Every one of ours, our mort is fixed already. Well, we don't have to worry about that. That is already done. What we have to worry about is prepare for it. And the preparation is obedience of the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and following in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us all tawfiq and to always make ihsan al-sawab for our marhumeen and to take lessons. And the main object and purpose of going to Qabristan is also to take this lesson. Otherwise, ihsan al-sawab, passing sawabs, etc., we can do from anywhere. It reaches them wherever we do it. But going to the Qabristan is to take the lesson. May Allah give us tawfiq. We were doing the fourth chapter in the kitab, which was of muraqabah, that is to meditate. And the particular meditation that was referred to here was to meditate on the presence of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala is present with me. Wherever I am, whatever I am saying, whatever I am doing, Allah is present, Allah is watching me. And like a small child is watching us, we don't do the wrong thing. Yeah, Allah the greatest is watching us. It is of necessity that we acquire that realization. And for that is this meditation. The fourth hadith in this chapter, عن أنس رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال إنكم لتعملون أعمالا هي أدق في أعينكم من الشعر كنا نعدها على عهد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من الموبقات رواه البخاري. This hadith is narrated from Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that you people, that is later addressing the Sahaba, the Tabi'een, etc., you people do such actions and they are more insignificant in your eyes than that of a hair. In other words, you just do anything, you say anything, you act in any way, you don't give any importance to it. كُنَّا نَعُدُّهَا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مِنَ الْمُوبِقَاتِ. While we in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to regard them from those things which are destructive. They are very destructive. This is in line with the ayat of the Quran Sharif where Allah Ta'ala says, وَتَحْسَبُونَهُ هَيِّنًا وَهُوَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَظِيمٌ. You people take it as small matters, but by Allah it is a very great matter. Like for example today, to lie, a person doesn't think about it. Backbiting, a person doesn't think at anything. These are mubiqat, they completely destroy a person. To look down upon somebody, etc. Today even to miss namazes, nafal namaz, we look at it as a small thing. Whereas in the time of the Sahaba, they gave great importance to all of this. Takbir-e-Ula, to make namaz with the first takbir, we don't regard it as something as so important. And therefore, we will come late, we are habitual late comers. We are always missing one or two rakats or so. Whereas these things were regarded as a destruction for a person's life. So there we should understand that Allah Ta'ala is present. And to please Allah Ta'ala, we should behave, whether it is at home, whether it is on the road, especially in the masjid, and all our actions, we should do them as such that will please Allah Ta'ala. If we realize the presence of Allah Ta'ala, then it will become easy, even our namazes. Today, generally, we all made Fajr for us just now. But how many of us had our thoughts in the namaz? When we make salam, whether we thought we are making salam to the kiram and katibin, the farishtas on our shoulders, whether we made salam to the imam on which side he was, whether we made salam to the musallis on the two sides that we made salam, or we just made salam and we had no thought about it. So we regard it as insignificant. These little things in the time of the Sahaba, radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, they should not take it as little, but they should take it as things that will cause our destruction. So we have to meditate on this matter and bring the reality of deen into our lives. From all four sides, we are screaming that what is happening in the ummah, what is happening in our town, the virus, etc., all, but we have to bring Allah's rahmat. We are doing the opposite. We are doing all those things which take Allah's rahmat away. And what has to bring Allah's rahmat, that we are not doing. And we are thinking we are in control of the matters. We are not at all in control of anything. Allah is in control of everything. And if we please Allah, then Allah will make things in our favor. If we displease Him, then what we are going through, may Allah save us. It must not become even worse. We have to turn to Allah and to please Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.